With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Great news for NASA.
The International Space Station is back to full strength with the arrival of four new astronauts.
SpaceX on the big loop, Dragon contact and soft capture complete.
SpaceX delivered the U.S., French, and Russian astronauts to the orbiting lab on Saturday. A day after launching them, they are replacing a crew that bailed early last month because of health concerns. It was NASA's first medical evacuation in 65 years. Of human spaceflight. The orbiting lab is now back to seven residents, allowing spacewalks to proceed and research to pick back up. They're expected to remain on board for 8 to 9 months. I'm Julie Walker.
A top European Union official is rejecting the notion that Europe is facing any kind of a problem, and he's pushing back at criticism of the continent, allegedly by the Trump administration. EU foreign policy chief Kaja Kallas addressing the Munich Security Conference Sunday, one day after Secretary of State Marco Rubio offered a reassuring message to European allies. President Trump hopes the United States and Iran can come to an agreement very quickly.
When it comes to striking a deal with Iran on its nuclear program, the president said he hopes that can happen over the next month. He said a failure to do so will result in steep consequences.
We have to make a deal, otherwise it's going to be very traumatic. Very traumatic. I don't want that to happen, but we have to make a deal.
The president held White House talks with Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu this past week and said he had insisted to the prime minister that negotiations with Iran needed to continue. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Daytona 500 is in the history books now. The winner this year, Tyler Reddick. This is SRN News. Are you reading the Bible?
A new poll from Lifeway Research reveals that amongst Americans who attend church regularly, 31% say they are in the Scriptures every day. Another 30% say they read it a few times a week. 14% read the Bible once a week, 11% a few times a month, and 5% once a month. 9% of folks who attend worship regularly say they never open the Bible. The good news is the number of regular readers is actually up from 20 years ago. Michael Harrington reporting.
New report finds more than 30% of Jews in this country were the target of an anti-Semitic incident in 2025. American Jewish Committee says it's the same number as in 24. The poll reveals more than half of Jews changing their behaviors to try and mask the fact they're Jewish for fear of being discriminated against or maybe even worse. A spokesman says, quote, things are not getting better. This is SRN News. The SAVE Act, or Safeguard American Voter Eligibility Act, is a proposed law that would require U.S. citizens to provide documentary proof of citizenship, like a birth certificate or passport, when registering to vote. GOP strategist Aaron McGuire.
I can't check into a hotel room without an ID. I can't rent a car. I can't go to the library and get a library card without an ID to prove I live in the neighborhood where my library is. But for Democrats, the idea of performing or having an ID feels so racist and out of their mind. No, the racism is when you believe that people, because of the color of their skin, are unable to get an ID.
And she dismisses criticism it would cause problems for married women.
And it's actually bigoted when they say that it would hit women who get married the hardest because of having to change their name. Hey, married woman here, managed to legally change my name, and I can still vote.
More details at srnnews.com.